We're going to finish up the show on a competitive note. We've got a competition for the first time in ages. right back to when we was giving away all them records. And I think only one person entered the competition in total. 4 weeks of competition, one entrant. Anyway, this time it's better. Enrico, Criminal Mixers, has very kindly donated everything he didn't sell last year from his clothing stock. So that's sweatshirts, hoodies, t-shirts, all with delightful rave prints on them. I don't actually have them in the building as of yet, but rest assured, if you win one, we will get it to you. And he's donated them to us. If you want to donate his prizes as well, don't hold back. Donate all the prizes you want. But tonight's competition and this will go on the archive. We'll probably close the competition. I suppose we should have a closing date. September, yeah, that's a good suggestion, Olivia. September 11th. That's a ambiguous date. Closing September 11th. We're going to play you now back to back, and we might well run off while this is going on. I don't know how long all of them are, but a random selection of... I found a file on my computer. I'm going to have to speak quickly because it's 56 minutes past. A file on my computer containing a great deal of fantastic television theme tunes from the years of my youth, and I'm sure some of you have heard these theme tunes too. If you can identify each of these theme tunes, then send us an email with them in order, and you could be in line for a prize. Ooh, a hoodie, no less. So I'll just go and press play on the random TV theme player, and get ready to theme. That one was really difficult.
This is a story.
This one's a bit easier.
An ordinary teddy bear. When he was made, they found something wrong with him and threw him away like a piece of rubbish into an old dark storeroom. Then, from outer space, a spotty man brought him to life with his cosmic dust. He took him to a magic cloud, where Mother Nature gave him special powers. That bear became Super Ted.
The year is 1987, and NASA launches the last of America's deep space probe.
This is another easy one.
In a freak mishap, Ranger 3 and its pilot, Captain William Buck Rogers, are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Buck Rogers to Earth 500 years later.
Theme. What a show. Put them all scribble down an email, send it to us, and we'll send you a hoodie. Going off air any second now. You have to listen back to the archive if you want to hear the rest of the conversation tracks. I'll tell you what though, if you send us an email with the five you preferred, then we'll send you something anyway.
Secrets of Castle Grayskull. This is Cringer, my fearless friend. Fabulous secret powers were revealed to me the day I held aloft my magic sword and said,
"By the power of Grayskull, became the mighty Battle Cat, and I became He-Man, the most powerful man in the universe. Only three others share this secret. Our friends, the Sorceress, Man-at-Arms, and Orko. Together, we defend Castle Grayskull from the evil forces of Skeletor.
Yeah.
Before the Dungeons and Dragons theme comes in. No, we didn't play that one. That one's for free. I've just passed wind in the studio and Kate's pissed off. Driven her out of the booth. I can't. You can't translate that sort of thing down broadcast channels in the traditional sense. But I don't know, crack an egg or something and get the ambience. So that's it from us tonight. We'll be back next week with some more music and onward. Yeah, keep it ill.